This is the FCB Radio Network, home of the best personalities and where real talk lives. Online at FCBRadio.com. FCB.
I pray the Lord my soul today that we won't stay, then we won't stay. All we got is us, no one can take that away. So don't stay, it's gonna be okay. I pray the Lord my soul today that we won't stay, then we won't stay. All we got is us, no one can take that away. So don't stay, it's gonna be okay.
Hey, everybody, welcome to a mini episode of Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. I, of course, am your host, Kira Davis. And this week I decided this would be a great time to talk about the upcoming holiday season. I know some of you are in denial still and you don't want to admit that it's coming up. But for me, holiday season starts early these days because I have a holiday podcast and I have a holiday podcast partner. So I thought I'd bring her on today to talk about all things Hallmark, why we love Hallmark, why we do what we do. Welcome to my A Very Merry Podcast host, Amelia Hamilton. Thank you for joining Just Listen to Yourself.
Hi, I'm so excited to listen to myself.
Yeah, this is a first. Have you ever been on this show before?
I haven't, no.
No, I don't really do guests very much, but I'm starting to branch out a little bit with these mini episodes.
I feel very special.
You should. This is a big deal, and your life is never going to be the same after this.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, good. So I thought this would be a great week because we launched the season two of the podcast this week. So I like to promote it through Just Listen to Yourself. A lot of my listeners matriculate over there. And we get a lot of blowback on our love for Hallmark throughout the season. People often think we're joking about how much we love Hallmark, or that we are joking when we sit down to tweet out the Hallmark movies. And we are absolutely not. We are sincerely Hallmark fans. So I want to talk a little bit today to like explain a little bit of our reasoning why that is. Amelia, tell me, first of all, how did you become a Hallmark fan? And tell me why it appeals to you.
Gosh, okay. I feel like I was actually kind of an early adopter on Hallmark, so I feel good about that.
Yes.
So, you know, oh my gosh, it must be like 10 years ago or so, they were doing, you know, they put out a few movies and my dad actually stumbled across them. And he just really liked that they were positive, uplifting movies. You know, they have a little love story and my dad is a sucker for a love story, let me tell you. My parents are so cute, it's disgusting.
Yes.
So he, you know, told my mom about them and they told me about them. And so I kind of got on the train, and then as it's grown over the years and all of the Christmas movies and they've got the mysteries now, which I love, I've just like grown in my love for Hallmark because they've stayed so consistent of just making these wonderful, uplifting movies that you can just feel good about watching. You know, you're not going to be hit over the head with some message or argument or even like you, I know you had mentioned before, you know, you're going to get a happy ending out of it. And it's just nice to have that sometimes.
No, it's really nice. I was, I talk so much in so many places these days. I can't remember where I said this the other day, but I think I was talking about how your kids always think you're old and dumb, you know, even I have 47 years behind me, but I am the dumbest person on earth to my 19-year-old son. And he's a film major, which, you know, makes him insufferable. And he was talking about like some Wes Anderson movies or Quentin Tarantino movies the other day. And I said, there's like a new one coming out and it looked like in that vein. And I was like, I don't really have plans to see it. You know, I'm tired of movies that I have to really like feel a lot of things while I'm watching and have to really dig into. I said, I'm too old. I just want to be entertained. And he was like, well, that's because your tastes aren't very sophisticated, Mom.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you.
And I tried to explain to him, I don't know how valuable this was, but I tried to explain to him that it's not that I've never liked these deep thinking movies, these indie films. It's that I've had my fill. And now at my age, life is doesn't get simpler. It gets more and more complicated as you go along and as the family grows and the decisions that we have to make. And with my career now, it just seems like there's negativity all around. And I love to be able to sit down to a movie that A, I don't have to think about, B, that doesn't push any buttons, and C, just delivers me the exact product that I'm looking for at that time. And yeah, that's what Hallmark does.
Absolutely. And for both of us working in politics, we sit in the serious stuff all day and we listen to the arguments all day. And it's, I don't want that in my entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm done with that. When I'm done with my work for the day,
yeah,
I'm ready to just relax and be entertained. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Scott thinks I have very unsophisticated taste too.
Yes. We both, they were both very old.
But I knew him since he was a little kid. So
yeah.
you better watch what he says. Yeah.
I'm going to try to rope Ruby into watching a couple this year. We interviewed the creators of the Godwinks Christmas brand on A Very Merry Podcast, which you can go find wherever you find your podcast. And yeah, they're doing a movie for Netflix as well about a rescue dog named Ruby. So, but it'll be in that same kind of Hallmarky tradition. So I'm definitely going to drag my kids into this. But I think what I love about the Hallmark brand is that it always feels like a warm blanket around your shoulders.
Yeah.
And you just feel cozy. Like, there's a reason why they had some of their highest ratings ever last year during the heat of the pandemic when they did Christmas in July. They started releasing their Christmas slate early. They released some old ones. There is something so comforting about knowing that you're getting the same thing every time. I don't mind that everybody, it's changing now, but like I never minded that everyone in these shows is white. That's fine. You know, because I can expect it, you know, and here's the other thing about Hallmark that we love and that I love in particular. There's a formula, and it's almost like playing bingo. Whenever you watch a Hallmark movie, you get to check things off the formula list. One of my favorite checks used to be, oh, black best friend. There's no other black people in this show, but there's a black best friend. They're getting better.
She is wise.
That.
Let me tell you.
Always very wise. Often with a precocious child in tow. Who gives similarly wise advice beyond their years. But there are things that what we do on the podcast, Amelia, is we break down the tropes every film we watch. We're not unaware of these things that are going on.
Yeah.
The cheesiness of it, the consistency, the expectations, all of that is part of the Hallmark experience.
That's what's so comforting. Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, you know what you're getting and it's good. Don't mess with the formula, Hallmark.
Don't mess with the formula, Hallmark. The formula works. You don't need to get more serious. You don't need to get deeper. The formula works. We love to, I want to give people a reason to tune into the podcast because there's a lot of people who are like, well, I don't watch Hallmark movies. First of all, I recommend that you sit down and watch a Hallmark Christmas movie, at least one this season. But I think A Very Merry Podcast is a great guide to get you through the movies, because we help you really enjoy the movies. There are certain things you can expect every single Hallmark Christmas movie. Amelia, give us a couple of examples of things that listeners who might be new to Hallmark, who because of this might decide, okay, I'm going to go try a movie. I'm going to listen to A Very Merry Podcast first. So you kind of get
in the mood.
Yeah, get in the mood. Give them a couple of things that we always look for in Hallmark movies when we're watching.
Oh my goodness. I mean, the overarching thing is there's going to be a man and a woman in some situation where it's like, well, they'll never get together. Like each other. They'll never work out. And obviously they're in love at the end. Like, that's the overarching thing.
Yes.
But in between, you can expect a precocious child who gives great advice. You can expect someone's going to either slip on the ice outside or fall off a ladder while they're decorating.
Yes.
The man will catch her and they'll have a little moment. You can expect there's usually some kind of cookie decorating, baking of some kind in a musical montage, perhaps.
Yes, a montage. There's always a montage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A snowball fight. I mean, there are just, like you said, it's you know, this is the easiest bingo card to fill out in the world because you know what you can expect.
Yeah, it's fun. Or you can play drinking games with it as well. I think here are some of the things that we get a real kick out of in the Hallmark universe. We love that no one drinks in the Hallmark universe. Cocoa is wine. Cocoa is whiskey. Cocoa is your drink at the bar.
Oh, yeah. They drink cocoa nonstop.
Nonstop.
Nonstop. And they're still skinny, though. still, yeah.
There's no fat people except Santa in the Hallmark universe. Yeah, I think just Santa. And it's
endless
Santa
cocoa
or Santa
cookies, yeah. And it doesn't matter.
No, well, that's the great thing,
like,
about the Hallmark universe.
Sugar buzz. Yeah.
No, there's no calories in Hallmark.
No, mm-mm.
You can eat, as Candace Cameron Bure, who is a toothpick, can eat as many cookies as she wants.
All day.
And she's going to be just fine. We love that.
Although, I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but she has a trainer that she works with who is named Kira. So there you go.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's a little.
She loves her trainer, Kira.
Oh, cool.
Work off all those cookies.
I mean, she looks great. I'm not even mad at her. Yeah. The other thing that Hallmark does very well that I really love is they have great product placement.
Yes.
So in the early days, I miss those days. The early days were the best days, where the product placement, because Hallmark was so underfunded, you know, it hadn't reached this iconic status yet. So, you know, you're struggling to put those movie budgets together. Their product placements were not subtle at all. It was a 5-second, you know, pan in of Folgers coffee.
Yep.
For absolutely no reason.
Folgers coffee kept them going, that at least for the first couple of years.
God bless Folgers.
Yeah, it would be like a whole insert shot of just the coffee can.
Of just the coffee can. I think, though, yeah. I remember the first time I saw one or noticed one. It was a movie with Lacey Chabert, who is one of the Hallmark queens at the moment. And she was invited, her love interest, into her beautiful, stately home, of course, and which is decorated like head to toe. Every corner, it's like Christmas threw up all over the entire house. Like every spare space in a Hallmark home is decorated.
Which is basically my house, too.
That's hilarious. Me, I haven't taken down the Christmas decorations from last year yet.
Oh, dear.
So lazy. I have some stuff that's still up. I'm like, well, you know, I might as well leave it up now. But she invites this person in, and they go to her dining room, not the kitchen. They go to her dining room. There's a buffet table in the dining room. And she says, oh, do you want some coffee? And there is a full spread of Folgers coffee on the buffet in the dining room. The coffee pot is made. She walks over to the coffee pot, puts her hand on the coffee pot, which is right next to the Folgers can. And then the camera just freezes there for 5 full seconds. And then we watch her pour the coffee, and we hand it to the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? This is amazing. I can't believe that they had the balls to do this.
It is. Hallmark doesn't feel bad about it.
Nope.
I love it.
They were like, we're taking this money.
Yeah. And as they've, you know, progressed through the years, there's a lot more Hallmark product placement. People are giving each other cards or a piece of jewelry that you can buy at a Hallmark store. So now they're self-promoting a little more, but still, I'm not
which
mad.
I think is brilliant.
Hallmark, and they're allowed.
No, yeah. I think they should. I mean that's how these movies get made.
I mean, the whole channel is a commercial for the store, right?
Yeah. So. No, the whole entire channel is a commercial for greeting cards. Right. Yes, and everything else. And I think it's brilliant that they've expanded into their own products. And so when you go to watch a Hallmark movie, people, one of the things you should pay attention to is the brand placement. It's just a fun little thing, you know. Oh, look, there's a necklace that I love it when it's like something very simple, but then it's like a king or queen of a country gives it to the love interest.
Right. They get like a silver plated bracelet.
Yeah. That you can like, literally buy incredible. At the mall. Yeah. This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Last year on the Movies and Mystery Channel, there was a fun little thing they did with one of their charm bracelets where they built the movie around the charm bracelet and
finding the charm.
And they had to find the clues to these charms. I thought it's brilliant. So that's another cheesy thing you can look for. Another thing that always takes place in the Hallmark universe, without exception, there is a contest of some kind.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Cookie decorating, gingerbread building, snowmen. That's a good one.
Oh yeah, snowmen building. Snowmen contests are the best because a lot of these movies film in spring and summer, and so when they have to have the snowman building contest, it's just like big styrofoam balls, and then they're patting fake snow around it, and they're like, "Hey, it's Christmas."
Potato buds on the side.
Another thing that you can look out. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say we laugh, but we love this. We are not making fun
of this. Don't ever change. No, please.
Yeah,
God, no.
We love all of it.
Yes, we love all of it. We do not want it to change one bit. Another thing that I love is because they film in spring and summer, You can often see, you know, that's very green on the sets. And then to create snow, they just use bubbles, like soap bubbles. So we love to, like, point out the soap dripping from trees as people are walking
around. I love the CGI, like, when you can see your breath because it's cold, except it looks like they're like, heavily smoking or something. There's so much breath that you can see.
Yes. And it's beautiful. Always a Christmas tree decorating scene, always, which gives way to the trope of falling off the ladder often, which we love.
Right. And then at that point, they almost kiss, but don't.
Because there's only one kiss in the Hallmark.
Only one kiss in Hallmark.
We had a movie last year, Amelia. A kiss comes at the end, but we had a movie last year where the kiss came in the middle.
I know, we were both a little scandalous.
That was scandalous. And there was also one where they slept on the couch together. Now, the other thing that doesn't exist in the Hallmark universe is sex, and so to avoid even the notion of it, Hallmark characters never spend the night in the same place. They don't sleep in the same bed. They typically don't spend the night in the same room. But there was an exception last year, which was quite scandalous as well, where the two characters ended up sleeping on, you know, one of those big couches together.
Yeah. They were in, like, separate areas of the couch.
Yeah.
But technically they were sleeping together on the couch. I mean, sleeping together in the colloquial way.
Right. Right. Like, literally just sleeping. There's no sleeping.
They literally
together.
Slept. That they kiss sat on comes a part at of the couch end. And slept.
Yes.
Their feet didn't even touch. Okay.
Yeah. No. They just shared each other's feelings and, you know, and thoughts. And so the other thing that's always true in the Hallmark universe that it's really important to look for is that guest house, the all important guest house, Amelia.
The guest house gets me. I mean, again, this is a thing that I like to be mad about. I'm not actually mad about it.
No.
But everyone in Hallmark has a guest house. It's like, you know, somebody comes to town for whatever reason and they're like, oh, well, you can just stay in my guest house. And then, you know, then that leads to them falling in love, whatever. But everybody just happens to have a guest house that is unoccupied. They're not renting it out as income property or something.
Right.
although I think there actually is one where she rented it out. I don't know. But anyway, right now it's unoccupied and the love interest can stay in it.
Yeah. I also love the New York apartments in the Hallmark universe. Everyone has, like, the hugest New York apartment. I mean, the average Manhattan apartment is, like, smaller than a bedroom, and that's for your bathroom, kitchen, and bedroom. But in the Hallmark universe, they're always in these, like, very humble, quote, lofts that are, like, 1,700 square foot lofts.
Yeah. And they're like an executive assistant or, you know.
Yes. What's your favorite Hallmark job that you've seen so far? We've talked about this in the podcast a little bit, but there's a series of jobs. We always like to see what jobs they give because it has to be a job where they can be creative because there's going to be a contest of some sort. So they have to lend their knowledge to the contest. It also has to be a job that creates some busyness because they've got to be a busy business person too busy for love oftentimes.
Right.
So,
and it's usually work that creates the conflict.
Right.
Between the characters. I don't know. See, I kind of like writer because I'm a writer.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really feeling baker today. There's a lot of baking.
I do love baking, and that makes way for a lot. And baking makes way for a lot of fun interactions with kids, right? And you get to endear yourself to the precocious child because there are mostly every Hallmark movie, there's got to be a precocious child in there somewhere. I like when they are... I like the opposite attracts thing. And so I always like it when somebody has to be an assistant to somebody, right? Like, you're like Danica McKellar, she's running the household of the rich Duke from, you know, some made up country in Europe, or, you know, somebody else is the mayor's assistant, or someone else is, you know, I'll assist you for this. I love the one where she's like the gift buyer for the busy businessman, too busy for love.
Party planner is a good one for
party planner is a great one. Event planner is a big job in the Hallmark universe.
Yeah.
And that gives way. We were we're looking forward to the schedule this year. They've got preliminary announcements out. So we did do a teaser episode. You can go find A Very Merry Podcast wherever you find your podcast. We did a teaser episode leading up. So one last thing about Hallmark movies, Amelia, and why I think everyone should watch Hallmark movies. And you tell me what you think of this. I think that a Hallmark movie is something that it can only entertain you. Like in any, however you go into it, if you go into it thinking this is going to be the worst thing I've ever watched, and it's going to be so bad, you will be entertained. If you're going into it thinking, I'm just going to have a nice cozy family night and I'm going to watch something that the whole family can watch, you'll be entertained. If you go into it thinking, I just want a romance, I just want to see a guy and a girl that are both super hot, fall in love, but without hitting me over the face with all this sexuality and all this stuff that I don't need to see.
They definitely have that for you.
They definitely have that for you.
They will deliver.
Yes. Anything else you want to say about Hallmark?
Just give it a try. You know, I know that people make fun of them. They think they're cheesy. And they are cheesy. But
that's part of it.
But yeah, just try one. You know, we have our favorites. We have ones that we love. But I mean, out of all these years, there are only a handful that I didn't thoroughly enjoy. So chances are, whatever you choose, watch one and you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. And definitely tune into our podcast, A Very Merry Podcast. I have listeners who don't watch Hallmark movies, but they listen to the podcast because, and I like that. But definitely listen to the podcast because you'll get a better feel for just the pure enjoyment that we have. So we're going to be ramping up this season as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving. And then Thanksgiving to New Year's is just kind of balls to the wall podcasting when it comes to Hallmark. So we're going to have lots of...
there are no balls in Hallmark.
No, there's not. There's Christmas balls.
Sure, there's ornaments. Yeah,
there's ornaments. Yeah, there's something. If there's a sports reference in Hallmark, it's going to be hockey. And that's it. Yeah,
as it should be.
Yeah, as it should be, and as it often is. And then because a lot of the Hallmark actors are Canadian, you have actors who can skate and talk at the same time, which is fun.
Yep.
You can always tell the ones that can't skate. It's like they're very much struggling with that dialogue,
and they're the Americans.
Yes. Well, this is another pet peeve of mine about Hallmark that is, you know, a pet peeve, but secretly not, which is all my American love interests are Canadian, you know? And so I'm always like, oh, I'm from New York, but really I'm from Toronto or Vancouver. Right. You can always hear that in their accent.
What's up, y'all? This is Darvio Kingpin Morrow, CEO of the FCB Radio Network and producer of this show, Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. To the subscribers of this incredible show, first of all, thank you. Second, I want you to add another show to your podcast rotation, my show, The Outlaws Radio Show. We are an entertaining and informative show that talks about everything from pop culture to politics. Nothing's off limits. My co-host Robin O'Malley brings you the latest news and gossip in the entertainment world on our segment Tea Time with Ro. My other co-host Dante Bry rants on political issues in our segment Dante's Hot Takes. And also we bring you some of the best interviews with people in the worlds of politics, entertainment, culture, and more. We're a lighthearted show that doesn't judge you for the way you vote. And we don't spend our time shoving media narratives down people's throats. If that sounds like the show for you, subscribe to the Outlaws Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's OUTLAWS, The Outlaws Radio Show.
Well, Amelia, can you tell everybody where they can follow A Very Merry Podcast online so that they can keep up with stuff?
Yes. On Instagram and Facebook, we are A Very Merry Podcast, and on Twitter, A Very Merry Pod.
Great. And we're going to be hosting some watch parties this year. So if you want to like get in on the cheesiness and play some Hallmark bingo, definitely do that. Amelia and I are also setting up a Patreon page so that you can get access to some bonus content, and we'll do some fun stuff this year. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this Christmas season with Hallmark, Amelia.
It is going to be wonderful.
All right. Well,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It truly is. It truly is, especially if all you want to do is watch cheesy movies. It's the best time. Amelia, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I pray the Lord my soul today that we won't stay, then we won't stay. All we got is us, no one can take that away. So don't stay, it's gonna be okay. I pray the Lord my soul today that we won't stay, then we won't stay. All we got is us, no one can take that away. So don't go stay, it's gonna be okay.
The FCB Radio Network. First Class Broadcasting Worldwide.